Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We talked the introduction, we talked the letter, we talked many different phrases, we talked many different ideas, and now we're up to lesson 13 where we're up to the phrase, Az Tishra Alecha Ruach Hashchina V'ziv Kevoda V'chaye Olam Haba. Then the Spirit of God's presence will rest upon you, as will the splendor of His glory. You will live the life of the world to come. The world to come in this world. This is perhaps the most intriguing statement in Ramban's letter. Here the author holds a glimpse of an entirely new level of life, an otherworldly existence which one actually experiences here on earth. Yiddish knows of it as Olam Haba Oif Divelt, the world to come in this world. In Psalms and Tehillim, King David talks about, "One thing I ask of Hashem, that I shall seek, that I dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life." Ach tov v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayei v'shavti v'beis Hashem l'yorech yamim. He wants to live in that life. We want to be in Hashem's house all of our life. According to Rambam, Milchus Tshuva, the house of Hashem doesn't refer to a place in this world, but rather to the bliss of the world to come. Rav Gifter asks if the phrase refers to the hereafter. How can David ask to dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life during his mortal existence? Rav Gifter thus cites this as proof to the words of the Ramban's letter that one who perfects his personality can experience the delight of the world to come during his lifetime as well. How do you get there, though? Ramban maps the route earlier in the letter. The key is self-discipline and refinement of character. Training yourself to be humble, gentle, and at peace with the world rises above trivial pursuits which bind the common man. Inspired by fear of Hashem, the person lives a life of unparalleled quality. Although his feet are planted on the ground, his heart and mind soar to effortless heights. Ramban alludes to this goal elsewhere in his writings. He says, from the verse in Deuteronomy and Devarim, "Love Hashem, your God, walk in His ways and cling tightly to Him." Ramban explains that when a person is filled with love of God, he thinks about Him always. Even when seemingly involved in mundane pursuits of life, he who loves Hashem will not allow himself to be distracted. He speaks business with his tongue and lips, but his heart remains concentrated elsewhere upon Hashem. People of this stature bind their souls, even while they walk on earth, to the bond of eternal life. Their bodies become a palace for the divine presence. Rav Avram Yeshaya Karolitz, the Chazon Ish, paints a poetic portrait of the spiritual heights one can reach when he succeeds in transcending the mundane. In his treatise on Emunah U'Bitachon, he writes, "When a person elevates himself to the point that he is able to truly sense the presence of the Almighty God, he is filled with an ecstasy that knows no bounds. His soul basks in delight, as earthly desires simply become unimportant. His delicate soul is wrapped in a sacred embrace. When a mortal enters the realm of sanctity, a new world opens before his eyes. One can live in this world, and yet actually for a brief period experience angelic ecstasy. All mundane pleasures melt into nothingness in the face of the celestial bliss. There's no greater testimony to the divine origins of man than this unique encounter of the soul with its spiritual source." Chazon Ish also repeats this elsewhere in a letter. "When one is privileged to know the Torah, his intellect, like a seed in the furrow of the field, unites with his knowledge and they become a single entity. He walks among people, seems to be a superficial observer, to be an ordinary person. In truth, however, he's an angel dwelling among mortals. He lives a life of spiritual ecstasy that is exalted above all praise." That comes from the Kovetz Igoros of the Chazon Ish. And further on, we say how the Maharal of Prague points out that a person can live in Olam Haba while dwelling in this world. The key, he writes, is intense faith. "The prophet cried out to Israel in Yeshaya, 'Place your trust in Hashem forever and ever, for Hashem is the sheltering rock of both worlds.' The Talmud of Menachos derives from this verse, 'The person who places his complete trust in Hashem will merit God as his protection, both in this world and in the world to come.' This means that even if one was originally destined to suffer in this world, the decree only remains as long as the person perceives himself to be under the control of physical forces. The God-fearing person, however, sees that the forces of nature are lifeless tools in the hands of a creator who controls everything. This bitachon literally lifts the man out of faith out of this world, enters an entirely new sphere of existence, not unlike the world to come. The God-fearing person appears to be no different than the masses of humanity, yet in reality, he is entirely separated from them. He is surrounded by an otherworldly glow, which shields him from the vicissitudes of mundane life. That's what King David meant when he's saying, "You are a shelter for me. From distress you preserve me. With glad song of rescue you envelop me. Selah. Many are the agonies of the wicked, but he who trusts in Hashem's kindness surrounds him." And then the Talmud and Brachos relates how the sages would bless each other at the conclusion of their study. They said, "Olam chai tir'eh b'chayecha v'acharischa l'chai olam haba." May you see your world in your lifetime, and may the conclusion of your life lead you on to the world to come. The meaning is this: may you now apply the lessons you have just studied to your everyday life, so you will be experiencing the bliss of the world to come within your lifetime on earth. May this prepare you for your final reward when you completely enter the world to come. We talk about it on a lot of our shows, a lot of the episodes, how this world is like the antechamber, is like the banquet hall before the major simcha hall. This world is like Erev Shabbos, and the next world is like Shabbos itself. This world is like a hallway into the next world, which is the real deal, the real room. If you prepare yourself in this world, you will have wonderfulness in the next world. But if you bring the next world to this world, then even this world won't feel like preparation, but it'll feel like spiritual bliss as well. Whatever we could do in this world to make ourselves have a wonderful existence, whatever we can involve ourselves to make ourselves feel like we have a terrific existence, to have a wonderful existence, that is the best way. When you fill your household, when you fill your storage cart, when you fill your sea of life, sea of Torah, with the mitzvos and the Torah and chesed, doing really great things, that's how you could feel that you have such good things in your life. That's how you could feel that it's a wonderful, wonderful life, a beautiful life, a life full of wonderful things and amazing things. And if we can make ourselves have a life like that, every day through bringing Olam Haba here, you know, they say Shabbos is Me'ain Olam Haba. Shabbos feels to some extent of what Olam Haba will feel like in Yemot HaMashiach. When you feel the complete menucha, you feel the complete rest, you feel the tranquility, you feel the happiness, you feel the serenity, you feel the peace, you feel the wonderfulness enveloping you. That should be your existence. That should be how you feel life, how you should go about life. You shouldn't have anxieties. You shouldn't have fear. The Emunah books, all the Emunah books talk about, and the one that my wife and I read also, Living Emunah by Rabbi Yashir, talks about how Hashem is in control. Everything comes from Hashem. Hakol b'idei shamayim chutz mir shamayim. So if you make sure to work on everything yourself, you know that Hashem is in control of everything. You know Hashem is taking care of everything, except for your choices of mitzvos and averos, because that's up to you. But everything that comes to you, the house you're given, the car you're given, the family you're given, the job you're given, the challenges you're given, the yitzharas you're given, and everything you're given, your gifts, your qualities, your abilities, everything comes to you because of Hashem. Everything is given to you by Hashem. Everything is brought to you by Hashem. If you realize this and you understand this, you bring it to your life, you could really bring the life of the world to come here. And Pirkei Avos says elsewhere, we talk a lot about it on all the shows, better this world 1 hour of tshuva and ma'asim tovim than all the spiritual bliss of the world to come, because this world is about action. This world is about taking initiative. This world is about getting things done and getting yourself higher and higher with mitzvos and chesed and Torah. Next world is about reaping the rewards of whatever you did in this world, because it's stagnant. You're stuck at whatever level you got to on this world, and you can experience it and understand it, and you can reap the reward of it in the next world, but that's stagnation. This world is activation, and the next world is stagnation. So make sure to do what you can. Activate yourself. Go about, bring about, bring wonderfulness to your life, and bring Olam Haba to your life as much as possible. It's true with Torah, Chesed, Mitzvos every day as much as you can. Join us next time as we talk lesson 14 here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.